This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Next week, automakers are scheduled to report how many new vehicles they sold in the U.S. in December. That means we'll also have sales totals for all of 2022. A report from industry analysts at J.D. Power and LMC Automotive says fewer people are buying new cars as the year comes to an end, and not necessarily because there is a lack of inventory. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Ever since late summer, it's been getting easier to find certain types of vehicles at dealerships, says Michelle Krebs with Cox Automotive.
We're seeing inventory increase with the domestic automakers in particular, with full-size pickup trucks and luxury cars.
That said, Krebs expects vehicle sales to fall 8% this year. That's because demand for new vehicles is softening, thanks in large part to rising interest rates on auto loans.
That bumps up the monthly car payment. The monthly car payment is well over $700 now, and that's just not affordable for some people.
But as auto inventories continue to improve, new vehicle prices could become less inflated, says Carl Brower with iccars.com.
You're still paying more than you did before the pandemic for them, but the momentum seems to be shifting somewhat rapidly back toward normalcy.
Brower says he expects demand for new and used vehicles to continue slowing down into next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.